Welcome to another Carlin Lade Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Sean Carlin.
Now, Sean, we've got a couple of young guests with us today.
We have a trio, a trifecta of excellent young female cricketers with us.
Cricketers. So, just introducing, we've got Steph Beasley.
Bomber Beasley.
Bomber Beasley, Tali Meaney, and Taylor Gregory. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Now, first off, you guys sort of are going to represent Australia in indoor cricket. Two of you girls are going away to Sri Lanka, and another two are going to New Zealand. So one of you is lucky enough to go to both, and that would be Taylor. You're going to go to both. So how does that come about? What are the grades? Under 22s, under 17s?
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about how you made two teams.
So there's... At nationals, there's open nationals and junior nationals. So I played in the under-21s in the open nationals and under-17s at the junior nationals. And for the juniors, there was a selection for the Australian team to go to the Junior World Series. And the under-21s, there was the Australian selection to go to the Australasia Cup.
Okay, and what about you, Steph? You're in the under-17s? So, same sort of pathway?
Yeah, so I also played in both the 22s and the 17s and was lucky enough to get chosen in the 17s to go to the World Cup.
Of course, Tali, you are 17, so you just missed out on the under-17s, eh?
Yes, I missed out by just three unfortunate days. but, yeah, I don't regret just playing under-22s and obviously making the team, so it was still a big achievement for me.
Okay, let's start again with Taylor. Taylor, just tell us a little bit, why do you play indoor cricket? What do you love about playing?
It's so fast and, like, dynamic. It's not a lot of standing around. You're, like, always in the game. And, like, you can get out a number of times and still be batting. And, yeah, things like that.
So where are we going first? Where's the first trip?
So first trip. So we go to Sri Lanka, and then, yeah, from Sri Lanka we go to Colombo, which is where the tournament's being played. Taylor and I stay in a fancy hotel, so that's very nice, but I don't know where you guys go in New Zealand.
Where are you going, Steph?
We're going, the actual tournament's in Christchurch, so we're staying somewhere around Christchurch and then playing the series in the indoor centre there.
So I was going to say, there must have been a lot of excitement, a build-up to going away. So how's that been? Since you've been selected, what sort of things have you had to do? Have you been involved in training camps? Like, tell us about your uniform. Surely that's exciting, getting an Australian uniform. Is this your first?
Yeah.
It's got to be the best uniform you've ever had, right? Tell us about that.
Yeah, so obviously they come in big boxes, so the three of us were kind of just waiting for them to come, and once they came, we all kind of was Snapchatting each other like, oh my god, our box is here, and we pulled all our gear out, and I shed a few tears. So I was pretty excited.
Did you get that on Snapchat?
No, I didn't.
Just for Robert's sake, can you tell Robert what Snapchat is? Because he's from a different generation than the rest of us.
So it's like a photo. So you just take a photo and you can send it to any of your mates. So.
I think Sean's taking the mickey out on you a little bit. But,
just in case.
No, that's all cool. I'm sure there's one or two listeners out there.
You guys with the uniform, like, have you been wearing it at home? Have you been wearing it at home? What's been going on with that?
I've been wearing it to training. Apart from that, no, it's been in my bag ready.
Ready to go?
Yeah.
Steph, have you slept in it? Did you wear it as pyjamas?
I only got mine 2 days ago because it was meant to get delivered last week, but my parents weren't home, so I had to wait, like, 4 more days for it. When everyone else had their uniform, but when it came, it was really exciting.
But yeah, at least you knew what it looked like through Snapchat.
Yeah, because my mum walked in the door with my jacket on.
Your mum had your jacket on before you... That's rough.
Now, what about you, Tali? Tell us a little bit about why you play indoor cricket.
So, much like Taylor, I like the fast intensity, the duration as well. Sometimes outdoor cricket goes for a bit longer, whereas indoor is really quick. Everyone gets a go, So, yeah, we all get 2 overs bowling each and then 4 overs, batting. So, yeah, it's really good. I like the fact that everyone gets a go.
And what about you, Steph?
A lot like the other two with the quick pace of it, and it improves your skills for the outdoor season to keep them up with indoor, because you have to be faster, always on the ball, always ready for it to come to you.
So you girls all play together in the actual long game of cricket as well?
Yeah, we do.
So tell us a little bit about that. How have you girls been going the last couple of seasons?
So we've all played either B grade or A grade at Northern Districts, the women's teams. And last year, the B grade won the double, so we won the T20 Premiership and the One Day Premiership in the same season. And then last year, B grade won the One Day Premiership. And was it runners up?
This year we won the One Days. We unfortunately got bet in the GF for the T20s. So we did pretty good in B grade.
And the A grade as well, we lost in the grand final for the One Days, but yeah, it was still a great effort.
And what about that, Steph? Where do you play indoor cricket?
So we play in the centre at Stepney, which is just outside the city. So it's not like these sort of clubs. It's just everyone who plays indoors split into like 4 even clubs. So I don't play with Taylor and Tali, but they play together. So you get to play against people that you play outdoor with. So it gives you the different experience.
Now, women's cricket, it's an exciting time really for cricket generally, but women's cricket, because it really is starting to take off. We've done so well at the Australian level, the top level, and now with the Big Bash and all those opportunities, like you're talking about, you've got your outdoor season, you've got your indoor season, you've got your T20s, you've got everything going on. This must be an exciting time for you girls coming, like being the age you are and the standard you are. How are you looking forward to like the next 5-10 years in cricket?
I really like obviously how much it's grown. Even just watching games on the TV, you can see how far women's cricket's come. And also, for us young ones, seeing the development is exciting because we know that one day we might get the opportunity, whereas a few years ago we might not have. So just having that opportunity and even just that challenge of getting as high as we can. Whereas there wasn't one before, so.
Now, Tali, you also play soccer and maybe a bit of footy?
Yeah, I play club soccer and then just footy for Trinity, yeah. So, yeah, like using my feet a bit as well.
Yeah, sounds like it. And now, I know, Taylor, you used to play a lot of tennis and you're a bit of a classy netballer too, I hear.
Yeah, I used to play tennis, but cricket kind of took over from that. But yeah, I've been playing netball as well since I was 7, so...
So which sport do you like the best?
Cricket, definitely.
Well, obviously you're getting a lot of opportunities out of it. Now, Steph, I believe cricket is your only sport.
Yeah, so I used to play soccer when I was younger and played netball for a year, but once I started to enjoy cricket so much, there kind of wasn't as much space for it, so...
Who are the cricketers that you girls really look up to now? So have you got some, like, we've got some great female cricketers. Who is it that you look up to? Steph, you go first, because Tali's doing all the talking, so.
I think the main one with both indoor and outdoor would be having the former Scorpions captain, Tegan McFarlane. So we get to train on Wednesday nights with her and someone who we look up to a lot, and she plays WBBL, and we're able to play with her. So learn a lot off of her.
Gee. What about you, Tyler?
Tegan is definitely one of the big ones because she's always helping out at Jets, and like everyone knows her, it's good to have like a connection between club and state level.
That's okay. What about you, Tali?
I'm probably a bit different. I'd say another big one is Nisha Isles. She obviously is both indoor and outdoor. She represented Australia in, so many comps, and, I really think that she's really good at just explaining, like, the little things and how to improve them. So, yeah.
What about goals? What are your goals from this point onwards?
with indoor to try and, because we've got this one opportunity, so to keep trying to keep those opportunities when they come, and with outdoor, keep moving up through the underage, through to as high as I want, because I want to go higher, but...
Taylor?
I'd love to play outdoor for Australia. That would be awesome. That's probably a little way off, though. But, and, yeah, to keep putting my name up for indoor selection and hopefully one day to make the Opens Aussie team, that would be amazing.
Well, good luck. And what about you, Tali?
Yeah, I'm probably more... I love indoor probably a bit more than these two girls that love outdoor. So I don't really mind where I go on outdoor, even if it's just staying at Jets and being kind of that person to go to for younger players. But in case of indoor, I'd like to keep making the Opens team for the Oz, or even just keep building.
So we're about to travel and play for Australia. How do you think you'll go? What is there, like, some team goals? Do you know what the other competition is like? What are you expecting when you're over there competing?
I think the other countries for the World Cup, we've never met any of them, so we don't know what they're like. And it's exciting to be able to play with people from other states that we don't know beforehand.
Okay, Taylor?
I've heard from, like, past players that Australia does generally do pretty well at World Cups and events like that. But obviously, there's still going to be really good competition from the other countries. But, yeah, exactly. We've never faced any of these girls before. So, yeah, it's going to be very new.
Totally.
Same thing. Having that opportunity to face different kind of people, along with getting to know some of the other girls from the other states, and even just seeing them at upcoming tournaments and just having that kind of bond that you've played with each other, that's something that, yeah, I really enjoy.
Well, thank you very much, girls. All the best when you go over there. Any last words, Sean?
I think when the girls come back, it'd be great to catch up again.
Absolutely.
And see how they've gone and share your experiences with us. And don't forget, like, your career here started with the Carlo and Lay Sports Show. Just remember that when you're all famous and playing for Australia, that don't forget us little guys, will you?
Okay,
I'll give you a mention, Sean.
Well, that ends today's Carlo and Lay Sports Show. This is Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm still Sean Carlin.